Blog Talk Radio.
D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, and it's a win it again on this lovely Friday, March 17, 2017. TGIF, it is Friday. Yes, it is. And it is another new edition of the Late Day Show with D-Slate. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in, hanging out tonight to today, this afternoon. And, we got a special guest going to be joining us in a little bit. If you're a big fan of the CW programming and all the great shows on the CW network, if you're a DC comic book fan, if you are a fan of the hit TV show Arrow, then it's going to be some enjoyment for you this afternoon, because we'll be talking with co-star of the hit CW series Arrow, Echo Kellum, is going to be joining us. He plays Curtis Holt, aka Mr. Terrific, on the hit show Arrow, and it's definitely going to be a pleasure to talk to him. So stay tuned for that. We also got some great music for you guys today, so just sit back and relax. You know, don't go nowhere, and enjoy the show. Music, as always, is always great right here on Real Radio, what we call the D-Hour Radio Network. If you're an independent artist and you'd like to have your music played on the network, all you got to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business or website you'd like to email us, again, you'd like to advertise with us, just email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Got some great music for you. Don't go nowhere. We got more. The Late Day Show with D Slate. Don't go nowhere.
Tonight. Put your pinky, ring the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do?
pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rock.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Hit the toe so clear.
I look out. Second best for the hustlers.
Hustlers.
Gangsters.
Gangsters.
Bad bitches and your ugly ass friends.
Ha-ha.
I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I gotta show them how I can get it in.
First,
take your sip,
sip.
Do your dip,
dip.
Spend your money like
money ain't shit.
Ooh, ooh.
We too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky ring up.
Moon.
What y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
Hit the toe so clear.
Look out. Everywhere I go, they be like,
I don't wanna know. No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make it better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind, we gon' let the past be. Maybe here's right now, but your body still
I don't wanna know. No, who's taking it wrong? I'm in love with you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know.
Yeah.
D-Hour Radio Network, the late day show with D Slate, playing all your hits. The Weeknd featured Daft Punk with I Feel It Coming. Before that was Maroon 5 featuring Kendrick Lamar with Don't Want to Know. You know, your boy D Slate just looking over, you know, the internet, looking at some interesting articles and news popping up, and I thought it was interesting when I noticed that it says something about Bow Wow coming to Snoop Dogg's defense and his feud with Donald Trump. First of all, I didn't even know that Donald Trump was feuding with Snoop Dogg, if that's even true. But first of all, you're the president, so why are you even feuding with Snoop Dogg? I think to me that's the biggest question than even concentrating on whatever the silly feud is all about. Well, why would you be feuding with Snoop Dogg? You're the president. Hopefully that's petty, and hopefully that'll end, and they can move on to more important things. Also, I noticed there's some rumors out there that Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod is an item now. If that's true, congratulations to A-Rod, because you have yourself an incredible woman with Jennifer Lopez, and congratulations to you. It's not a congratulations to J-Lo. No, it's a congratulations to A-Rod, and now they want to call him J-Rod, which really sounds like a horrible, horrible sports car, so please don't call him that. But with that being said, got more hits coming for you right here in the Late Day Show. We play all your favorite hits, and coming up in roughly about 10 minutes, hopefully we'll get a chance, an opportunity to talk with the incredible Mr. Echo Kellum from the hit TV series Arrow. And that's going to be a great experience, because I love that show, and I know a lot of other people are big fans of that show. So hopefully you're listening, and you'll get a chance to hear me talk with the one and only Mr. Echo Kellum in a little bit. Right now, I got more music for you. Some Adele, some Jhené Aiko, BJ the Chicago Kid, Tony. Oh, yeah, it's going down. Big shout out to Tony, for hanging out with us on the D-Hour Radio Network last week. Had a fantastic time talking with Dwayne Wiggins, and you know, always supporting those brothers. So definitely support Tony. If they're in your neck of the woods and they're performing, you know, definitely go check them out. D-Hour Radio Network, the Late Day Show with D Slate, going down.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home, you're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were so of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears, Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you left me. You still look like a movie. You still sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of where.
I don't need you. iPhone, he one iPhone. I never let you know, I should've figured though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Then to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. Cause I usually do, stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just touched it. Goddamn, baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just a time from. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. And my love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we can build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just. Once you got all that you wanted, nothing was ever the same. And though I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I still want you.
Tripping off none of her girlfriend.
Oh, sure, Rafi.
Because I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Shut up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
You know.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
DL Radio Network, D. Slade, the Late Day Show with D. Slade, playing all the hits. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's our pleasure and honor to introduce our guest, and I'm going to be a fanboy right now because he's a part of one of my favorite shows on television right now. And you see him as Curtis Holt on the hit CW TV series Arrow as the one and only Mr. Terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm DL Radio Network welcome to the one and only Mr. Echo Kelly.
Thank you, man.
Well, Echo, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Definitely great now that you're on the show with us, man. I want to thank you so much for joining us, man. I gotta say, I'm a huge fan, and I think you play an incredible character on Arrow. And I was so happy when I heard your character was gonna be on there. And so how did you come to be a part of it?
Oh, thank you. But first of all, thank you, man. I really appreciate those kind words. I mean, basically, I did a pilot for Warner Brothers CW in 2015, and that kind of put me on their radar. And then when they knew they had this character, they were auditioning for Arrow. They called me in. I met David Rappaport, and we hit it off. And then I went in and came back in and auditioned for Mark Guggenheim, Wendy Miracle, and some others. And I just felt like it was a really good fit. And, I mean, that's basically how it really happened. You know, I kind of, you know, set up a relationship with them doing that pilot, and they called me in for this, and it just really worked out. Just, you know, pinching myself ever since.
Well, look, I've been pinching myself too, man, because, like I said, I was really happy when I heard that you were going to be on there, and I love your character on there, man. I was, you know, I'm a big DC Comics fan, man, and I know everything about all the characters, you know, in Justice League and, you know, Mr. Terrific, and so I was really happy when I heard your character was going to be on. I think you play an incredible character, man. That's a fantastic show you guys got over there.
Yeah, man, I mean, I feel so blessed and fortunate to be a part of the show. I mean, everyone there is so down-to-earth and cool and professional, and they really have a really well-oiled machine going there. So I feel, like, extremely fortunate to be a part of it and just keep, you know, grinding out and helping bring any type of offer to this show is just, like I said, a blessing. And I can't help but just feel fortunate that I get to be a part of a show as cool as Arrow.
Absolutely. I know I got my co-host in the building, Leo. Leo, you on with Echo Kellum, bro. You got any questions for him?
Oh, absolutely. How you doing, Echo?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I you know, there's one thing that I'm always proud of is seeing some of my brothers out there doing that thing on the acting scene outside of your, you know, your Denzels and Samuels, things like that. I love to see new actors on the scene doing their thing. I just want to know, like, what was your up and coming process? Like your schooling, was there a lot of family support within the mix? Like, how was your breakthrough? What was that experience like?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time for me? It's motorcycle time. It's kind of loud.
I wanted you to, like, kind of explain your breakthrough, like, you know, coming out of school and getting into the scene. Like, what was that,
right.
What was that experience like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been doing professional theater since I was about 13. I joined this theater troupe in Chicago called Kids Are People Too. I'm born and raised from Chicago. And we would go around doing, like, theater and professional plays for, like, kids in the inner city from all different types of schools, all over the Midwest. So that's kind of really where I got my first, like, bite of, like, professionally doing it. I mean, the first time I thought that I wanted to act was watching The Living Color and Fresh Prince, watching, you know, Will Smith and Jim Carrey do their thing. That's kind of what really let me know, like, oh, man, I got to do this. But as far as, like, actually coming out here, I moved to L.A. in 2009 to pursue a career out here, and it's very tough the first couple years, and then, you know, eventually just you grind out, you keep working hard, you start getting traction, and that's what happened with me, and I just felt very fortunate enough that, like, I started booking a lot of commercials and then started booking TV shows and whatnot. You know, I'm here today, you know, fortunate enough to be on Arrow and fortunate enough to work on a lot of cool projects so far at this point in my career. So just to think about, like, grinding out, you know, and moving to L.A., jumping really hard into the comedy, stand-up, improv, that, what have you, studying at Growling, CCB, IOS, wherever I could study is pretty much where I studied. And then eventually, you know,
that's
these things start falling down.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So did you, now your family, that was it a big support behind you, or did you have, like, friends pushed you forward?
Absolutely. My family and brothers and sisters were super supportive. I think the first time, even before Living Color, Jim Carrey and Will Smith, the first time I ever saw anyone acting or some music was my older brother and sister. They were part of this arts program that the government funded in the inner city of Chicago called the South Shore Cultural Center. And so I was seeing
them out there
acting and doing plays and musicals and stuff like that. And that's what really got me being like, oh, man, I want to do what my brothers and sisters are doing. I was like 3 or 4. And that's what really just opened me up, and I started doing church plays and stuff like that, and it really wasn't until, like I said, I lived in Calhoun and Fresh Prince that really was like, oh, this is what I have to do for the rest of my life.
That is amazing. Well, that is amazing to see that breakthrough like that, man. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Definitely. Now, Echo, let me ask you, I mean, other than Arrow, do you have any other, you know, film or television projects you're going to be working on or coming up soon?
Yeah, I just had a movie release in February called Girlfriend's Day, starring Bob Odenkirk, which is the greatest on Netflix right now. I have a movie coming out at the end of this year called Village People. I had another movie that came out on iTunes and whatnot called Shangri-La Suite, which is really great. I'll be guest starring on maybe 1 or 2 episodes of Rick and Morty this year.
Okay.
On a hip hop album that I hope to release at the end of this year as well. So, you know, just trying to stay busy and keep at it.
Well, that's amazing.
If you got a pop album coming out, definitely. If you got a pop album coming out, make sure you guys. If you got an album coming out soon, definitely make sure you guys. Send us some of that music, man, so we can get some airplay under it. Absolutely.
Oh, heck yeah. Definitely will. Definitely will.
Absolutely. Elio?
Yeah. I mean, my brother was a recording artist about a decade ago. He's part of this group in Chicago called LEP. And they signed their record deal with Sony Records probably like 2006, 2005. Unfortunately, my brother was murdered in 2006.
I was kind of honor him
and, you know, just kind of
so sorry
his legacy. And, you know, just rap and hip-hop is something I've been definitely a big part of my life, you know, growing up. So it's just kind of like a tribute to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Echo, I gotta
you have to follow some fans.
Definitely. I got to say, I'm in Arizona right now, but I'm a Chicago boy at heart, man. I'm born and raised in Chicago, man, so I definitely understand, you know what goes down. So definitely, you know, props to you for being a Chicago boy. I definitely can appreciate that. Condolences, man. Definitely didn't know about that with your brother, man. So definitely condolences to you and your fam.
So
I was wondering now how as far as Arrow. How far are you, if you can say, how far are you contracted as far as, like, future seasons? Because I saw that you had posted a tweet that said they got accepted for a 6th season, which I'm not surprised. But, I mean, how far are you contracted to go on with them?
I mean, I'm contracted for a long, long time.
See, I like that. Like
obviously,
that
all depends on exactly what the network wants to do, the CW, you know, obviously Warner Brothers. But, yeah, they got me locked up for a couple of years, which I'm very happy. But, you know, you depend on if the fans are still, you know, interested and people are still passionate about the show. I'm sure we can go for you know, 8-9 seasons.
Yeah, and I'm truly hoping so. And I think you can truly do that. But because I know originally, like with the original cast, I know they were contracted for 5 seasons, and then it was kind of up in the air as far as what they wanted to do once they got to the 5th season. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know, man, that you're going to be involved for a couple more years. And I'm in agreement with you. I think that, you know, you're looking at a good 8-9 seasons with Arrow and, you know, because you guys got such a fantastic cast on there. You know, we had Paul Blackthorne on our show, man. He's what we consider a family member on the network, man. And we had a wonderful time talking with him. And he spoke so highly of you guys, man, to talk about how well, you know, it was, how great he really liked working with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul is like a consummate professional and super silly, really all around awesome guy to work with. So, I mean, he really, really helped. I mean, when I first came in, it was him and Emily that really helped set kind of the tone of what I walk through, and they were just so open and treated me like I've been there from day one, and it was just such a great feeling to go into, you know, this hit show as just a new character and be welcome with open arms, and they were really a big help of me, you know, finally solidifying the fact that I want to come back to stay for the full year.
Well, that's cool, man. It definitely should be like that. It should definitely be like that with such a fantastic cast and television series. Now, let me ask you one more. Now, you know, for all the independent and up-and-coming actors and actresses, you know, everybody that are striving to be successful in the business and hopefully have some type of longevity and being a great actor or actress, and you know, for those up-and-coming actors, you know, all the experience that you've had and the things that you've gone through in your trials and tribulations, what advice do you give to the up-and-coming actor if they want to be successful in the business?
My number one piece of advice is to grind out and never stop. You know, everyone's trajectory in this industry is different. You can't really judge where your career is going based off anyone else's. But it is an industry where if you work hard, you really give your all to it and stick with it, you will have success. Not everyone will be Will Smith level, but you can do what you love and make a good living doing it. So my number one thing to people is stick with it. Don't give up, because if you stick with it, people will see who you are. They'll see your talent. They'll give you a chance. My other thing is don't just act. In this industry, you have to really do it all. You have to act, direct, write. You know, you have to be creating your own projects and be more proactive as opposed to just waiting on auditions to come. So I always tell people to write, create a web series, shoot stuff, be around people that are like-minded that want to create stuff with you. And one great way to do that is join some type of improv school or improv theater or comedy theater, because you'll find a lot of like-minded people there. Or take acting classes. You'll find people who are in the same group as you are in. And then you guys can help uplift each other. So those are like two of the three biggest things you can do in order to like really make some success and make some headway out in this industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think that all of those things are truly, truly important if you want to be successful. Now, I also heard Echo that you were a comedian. Is that true?
Yeah, that's why I cut my teeth in the comedy scene out in L.A.
Now, that's cool, man, because, you know, I've done stand-up comedy myself, and, you know, I know how hard it is, you know, to really grind and get into that particular business, man. But it's always good to know your roots and, you know where you came from and to experience different things. What was doing stand-up comedy, what was that like for you? I mean, how was your experience with that?
I mean, I love stand-up comedy. I always tell people I think it's the hardest form of entertainment to do because it's truly the one form where it's just you. There's no music, no partners, no script. You know, it's just you and your funny thoughts and presenting it to the audience, you know, and trying to make that work. And, you know, you just need to swim. And I think it's one of the most difficult forms of art to tackle, but I think it's also one of the most rewarding when you can actually tackle it and like really have some great ideas that people gel with and find those universal inside jokes. It's a really, really wonderful art form to be part of. For me personally, though, I love collaborating with people. I love working with other people, writing parts and stuff like that. So for me, the thing that was the most helpful in my career, besides stand up, was doing improv and joining that.
I like
that skill really. Mixing and matching with partners and whatnot, because with improv, kind of like to touch on what I was saying earlier, in improv, you are acting, directing, choreography, editing instantaneously on stage. You have to be funny and hilarious all in an instant. And then when you can step back and pull away from that, and when you really actually have auditions or writing, it just makes you that much sharp. I mean, like, it's just like working out with weights. When you take those weights off, you're faster, you're ready to hit it. And I think that's what really improv does for you. So improv, I think, was the biggest thing that I found in my life that really helped me push forward in my career.
I like that, definitely. I definitely like that. Now, Echo, for the listeners and all the fans that are listening who may want to catch up with you on social media, where can they find you at?
Definitely find me on Twitter at Echo K, ECHLK, on Instagram at Echo Kells, or on Snapchat, Echo Kellum.
There it is, no doubt. Leo, any closing comments for Echo?
Yeah, man. Go ahead. No, what I was going to say to you was, definitely keep music close to you, keep entertainment close to you, and I would definitely push your music for your brother, man. I just lost an uncle not too long ago. It's one of the biggest inspirations that came to my music life, and what I'm going to continue doing is pushing for him, but more so for myself and just for me being complete. But I definitely want to hear the music that you produced and let out. Do you have a music website? Or is everything tied in with, like, your Instagram and stuff like that?
Well, I'm definitely going to release some stuff to SoundCloud in the next couple months. I haven't released anything yet. I've just been writing and, you know, working on music. I probably have about 4 or 5 tracks down that I really am proud of. And I'm just trying to, you know, branch out to more producers. Because I've been basically producing everything myself right now, using Logic and GarageBand, which has been a lot of fun. You know, I've been messing with for years. But yeah, I hope to have at least a single out by summer, at least something from the album out for sure.
Cool, man. Well, the sky's the limit for you, man, and much blessing to your future.
Definitely.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Well, Echo, I just want to say, like we always say to our guests, man, you come on as a guest and you leave as a family member, man. Just like Paul, man, your family has a network now, man. We're going to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing, bro. We really appreciate you. And definitely get that music to us, man. I definitely want to hear it, and so we can get some airplay up under it. Absolutely.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I really, really appreciate that, man. Thanks for being so awesome and kind and, you know, attending the family branch. I really, 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 really appreciate that.
No doubt, bro. So keep doing your thing, man. Can't wait to keep seeing you on Arrow, man. I know this last episode kind of blew me away. So definitely can't wait to see what you guys got in store.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the season is really popping. I can't wait to see it.
Definitely, definitely, bro. Well, you have a blessed night, blessed rest of your day, man, and keep doing your thing, man. We're going to keep supporting you. Absolutely.
All right, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Cool, be safe, bro. All
right, guys. Peace.
The Hour Radio Network, that was the one and only Echo Kellum, star of the hit CWTV series Arrow. Definitely big shout out to him. So you guys check him out on Instagram, check him out on Twitter. He's also on Snapchat. So definitely make sure you guys, and if you can't just check them out there because of your schedule, your time, well, look, all you got to do is check your local listings wherever you are listening, or you can go to the CW website, check out the TV series Arrow, and you will definitely see Echo on that show. He plays Curtis Holt, a.k.a. Mr. Terrific. So definitely make sure you guys check it out. Elio, my brother, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. I'm really enjoying the day. We had a great interview. I can't wait to the future of the DIY Network, man. I really want to see it integrate. I want to see it grow and get ginormous, man. And it's going in a great direction. But I'm always every day optimistically, man.
Elio. You know, bro. We're gonna be trying to move it into some very huge directions, man. And it's gonna get a lot bigger, you know, from here on in. And you know, it's just and like I said before, I've always gotten compliments, you know, from other radio shows and other hosts or even fans who listen, who say, man, you have such a phenomenal team over there with you, man. You have such a phenomenal team behind you in the network, man. Some incredible co-hosts, and a lot of people are always saying, I wish I had it like that. I wish I had, you know, a team like that, and I just feel blessed,
definitely,
you know, to have
you
guys.
You're definitely holding it down, D. You're definitely holding it down. Monday through Sunday, you're holding it down. So, I mean, that's a big job, and man, and you're doing a great job doing that. So I want to give you big ups for that. But
I think the
staff we have now, man, with DP and Sandy coming on board, it's definitely going to be something epic.
Oh, no doubt, man. We got some nice ones. We got some really good ones coming up. Some other bigger interviews and bigger, you know, shows coming up in the future, man. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I briefly touched on earlier, man, that I heard that there was rumors, and you're probably going to hear more about it being out there in New York, but I heard that J-Lo and A-Rod is an item now.
What?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta look deeper into it to see how true it really is, but yeah, supposedly Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod is a couple now.
Well, more power to her, but I think she's one of the individuals that's been around a little bit, Jenny from the block. So
no doubt.
You know, hopefully this one sticks, you know. She's getting up there in age too. So, you know, a lot of these relationships gotta stick now. I was thrown off when Jermaine Dupri got Janet. So anything's possible.
Hey, look, Elio, you ain't the only one, bro. That blew my mind too. Not knocking my man, you know, Jermaine Dupri, but come on, bro. How many cats wanted to get with Janet Jackson and you got with Janet Jackson? Like, come on.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
Mike Tyson, Robin Givens, like it's you know, it happens. It happens, you
hey,
know.
Look, I just It's got to be something special about that brother, man. For real, it's got to be something special. definitely. But
all in all, man, good stuff. Good stuff, and a great future, man. I'm looking forward to the future. The hour Tuesday spot.
No doubt, man. Well, we're gonna get back to some of this fantastic music, and you know, we're gonna close it out with you guys in a little bit, but. Appreciate big shout out to our brother Echo Kellum for hanging out with us tonight, and again keep supporting them. You know, check out the TV series Arrow on the CW Network, and if you haven't seen it before, I guarantee you're gonna love it when you see it now. So tune in. Hits got more and more hits for you. We'll be right back. It's the DIY Radio Network, the Late Day Show with D Slade and Elio. What's going down?
This is a woman's world. Woman's world.
compare. Far more valuable than a house made of gold. Rareness and beauty, just a few qualities. Stand on your own two feet. Always proud to be strength when I'm weak, baby. Truth is, God knew what they was doing. This is a woman. Tell me who can give life to a baby boy and turn him into a man. Hey, true rareness and beauty, just a few qualities. Stand on your own two feet, always proud to be strength when I'm weak, baby, weak, baby. God knew what he was doing. This is a woman.
Hey. fuck it out the window. We just playing, press rewind, got us singing every time. Take a high note for me, girlfriend. Got my city looking rude, I ain't Diddy, I ain't Loon, but I think I need a girlfriend. She's feeling great as I'm talking to her. She a Remy girl, so I'm going pursue her. I brought a lot of loud, lot of Rem to sip on. $1,000 when I get my tip on, I'm off her. Asked her if a fatty real, she said I saw her. Got her with the happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Got her with the happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Oh my.
I just wanna lay with you. that never goes away. You're the sweetest thing, an easy song to sing. You're like a work of art, so priceless to me. A timeless beauty from the movie screen that never ever seems to fade.
So baby, put that glass down and turn the music up. It's like these words was written just for the two of us. Do you remember that day in September when we fell? Never thought we'd make it, but I knew it from the start.
So let's celebrate,
'cause we got it good. A classic going down in history. Feels just like we won the lottery.
Oh,
so baby, put that glass down and turn the music up.
Oh baby,
it's like these words was written just for the two of us.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Love fills up the room.
Austin told me to believe in him and believe in him. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland's home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Oh, Neverland's home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so. You are now my home, sweet home forever. A lost boy at last. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so. You are now my home, sweet home forever.
Anybody knows I do, 'cause I did. You could do this, black, black.
DIY Radio Network, the late Dave Show with D Slate, getting it in for the fit ins, playing your hits. Tisha Campbell Martin with her single Still Here. Before that was Ruth B with Lost Boy. And before that was Johnny Gill featuring New Edition with This One. So me and you, big shout out to New Edition for the New Edition story and the much, much success that that came with that. And I know they're working on some new music as well. You know, all the brothers a part of that fantastic group are doing some amazing things now. So definitely great to hear their story and see all the great things that's going on with them and coming up in the near future. So the Late Day Show wants to thank all our great listeners, all the fans of DL Radio Network for listening and hanging out with us this wonderful afternoon. Big shout out to our brother Echo Kellum for joining us on the show today. Definitely make sure you check him out on the CW's hit series Arrow, as well as on social media. You can check him out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. So definitely look him up, Mr. Echo Kellum, starring in Arrow on the CW series. Well, again, thank you guys for hanging out with me on this lovely afternoon on the Late Day Show. Tune in next week for the Tuesday spot, as well as D-Verse Radio. We got some great shows coming up next week, so make sure you tune in and keep your ear out for that. And we will see you guys next time. I'm going to leave you guys with some fantastic hits like Eminem and the one and only Zayn Malik. So enjoy the rest of your day. Be safe. Please be safe. And we'll see you guys next time. This is D Slate.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too, and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew steep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I take it back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give
every kid who got played that. Pump the villain to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Drawing the gold jump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with
paradise, and it's a war zone. It's a paradise.